Amnesty International has more than 3 million supporters, members, and activists worldwide who campaign to end human rights violations. A Jonesboro High School senior is actively involved in getting young people involved with Amnesty International. Haytham Alhindi is a student activist coordinator. He's been in Jonesboro 3 years. Alhindi is from Chicago originally, but moved to Jonesboro after his father finished residency and started working at St. Bernard's Medical Center. And he tells about how he learned about Amnesty International.
Well, when I came to Jonesboro High School, I discovered the Amnesty International chapter that they had there. And I was really interested in human rights issues before that, because when I was in Chicago, several times I had attended protests that they had in downtown regarding the Syrian civil conflict, because I have some cousins that are refugees that had to flee Syria, so that issue is dear to my heart. So I was interested in some human rights issues, and when I came here and discovered Amnesty, I started to research all the other different topics that Amnesty worked with, and I really liked it, so that's how I came to join it.
Alhindi's interest in Amnesty International quickly spread from just the Jonesboro High School chapter to the state and national level. He is a student activist coordinator for Arkansas and Mississippi, and his role is to get more high schools and colleges and universities in both states involved with Amnesty International through setting up chapters and getting young people involved in letter-writing campaigns and other activities. Alhindi says that he's excited to see more young people get involved in Amnesty International.
Yeah, it's really humbling to see the change that the collective change that Amnesty members around the world can make just by writing letters and signing petitions. It's really awesome to see that we can change the lives of people around the world. There are a lot of prisoners of conscience that are imprisoned by their governments just because of their political views. So writing a letter to these authorities, urging them to free these people, a lot of times it works, and I think it's really awesome that that can happen just by the efforts of just a few people.
And Alhindi says the Jonesboro High School chapter has grown this year.
Well, last year we didn't really have a lot of members, but this year it's really awesome that we have a lot of new members. We actually have about 15 to 20 students. And also we work with our community group here in Jonesboro that meets once a month in at ASU, and that's about another 10 to 15 people. So we've been growing steadily in the past few years.
And he tells what the Jonesboro High School chapter is concerned with.
Our chapter at Jonesboro this year, Jonesboro High School this year, is really focused on the issues of Guantanamo Bay and drones. Right now in Guantanamo, there are about 60 or so prisoners that have been cleared for transfer. Nothing was found on them. No, there wasn't any evidence that they've been involved in any terrorist activity. And they're still held in Guantanamo indefinitely. So I'd really like to see the Congress pass legislation that would allow them to transfer these inmates to wherever they came from, their countries, and also to close the facility. And also on the issue of drones, I'd like to see the government disclose further legal and factual details about the U.S. policy and practices for the so-called targeted drones, signature strikes, and terrorist attack destruction strikes. A lot of times what ends up happening with drone strikes is the government doesn't have sufficient information to make sure that whoever they're killing is actually a terrorist. And many, many, many innocent civilians have died from these drone strikes. So I'd also like to see the specific information about the number and identity of people that have been killed by drones so that we can make sure that our government isn't killing innocent civilians.
Amnesty International has an Arkansas chapter, and Alhindi tells about tomorrow's statewide event that will take place in Little Rock.
In Little Rock tomorrow, we're going to have the state conference for Amnesty International. It's going to take place in Pulaski Academy from 10:30 to around 4. Everything's free of charge. Lunch will be included, and we actually have transportation that's going to be leaving from Jonesboro High School tomorrow at 8 a.m. It'll be leaving from in front of the Hurricane Gym. So I'd really encourage anybody that's interested in these issues to come. There's going to be a lot of experts on a variety of different human rights issues. We have people from the Arkansas Coalition Against Domestic Violence, and several members of the Arkansas Governor's Task Force on Human Trafficking. And also we have the Executive Director of Amnesty Security with Human Rights Program, which deals with drones in Guantanamo Bay, and also the National Security Administration. So it's going to be a really cool event. I'd encourage anybody that's interested in these issues to go. And if you want to ride the bus, just please get to the school at 10 minutes before we leave at 8, so we can all leave together.
And that's Haytham Elhendy, who says that everyone's invited to attend. That's taking place tomorrow at Pulaski Academy. And more information available on our website, kasu.org.